Julie.
Hey, Julie.
How's it going? Welcome to Hey, Julie, a podcast about Big Brother. Hello. My name is Brett.
I'm Danielle.
Welcome. We have a lot of people hitting us up on Twitter. Hey, they're listening to us for the first time this season. They're watching Big Brother for the first time this season. Thank you. Welcome. Yeah. This is probably my favorite podcast we do all year, or sometimes twice a year if there's a second weird like OTT season or celebrity season. So today is not going to be too heavy on anything other than they announced the cast last night / this morning, and we're going to go through each person and give our thoughts.
Give our initial thoughts. It's the best part of the season because we don't actually know anything about these people. Great. We haven't spent 3 months watching them floss their teeth and then eat the food off the floss and be disgusting. To us, they're fresh little daisies just waiting to be picked and put in a beautiful vase. And I think we got to just kick it off.
So just some background. Around like 9 or 10 o'clock Pacific time last night, Evil Dick of BB8, is that he's the winner of? Yeah, I think that one.
8 or 10.
Yeah, he tweets out pictures of the entire cast and at the same time their names and occupations and ages leak. And I was like, oh, these people suck.
But well, I would leak.
I was obviously tweeting from at Hey Julie BB.
Because I'm East Coast and Brett's West Coast. But so I was asleep. So I woke up and I saw a picture and I thought it was fake. I thought it was going to come out to be like stock photography.
They looked like if SNL was doing a digital short about Big Brother, they looked like, all right, well, here's Keenan with a wig on and here's the Ghostbuster with a wig on. Okay, and here's the other Ghostbuster with a wig on. Yes. And here's the fellow with long hair with a wig on. I don't watch SNL. But it looked like that. But you know what? And then this morning they released full bios from them. And then Ross Matthews, the god, thank god, Jeff, Schroeder is the last name. Thank god he's gone. Yeah. Ross is so good. So he interviewed every one of them, every one of these people. Those videos are up on CBS.com. But let's get started. There's a lot to get through. There's 16 people.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go alphabetical through the CBS sort of slideshow that they made with all their bios.
Okay.
So we'll start with Danny's. I'm sure he's one of your top three. Steve Arrienta.
Oh, baby.
Oh, daddy, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, daddy. Happy Father's Day, indeed.
Father's Day 2019 has come early.
Speaking of coming early, let's talk about it.
Oh, no!
Okay. Steve, here's what I wrote. So sweaty. In the picture on CBS.com, you can see the physical beads of sweat, and I just think it's really sad that they couldn't Photoshop that out. He is a former undercover cop from New Jersey. Derek who? He must take baths at night.
What
is he washing off? That's what I want to know. What is he washing off?
I don't know.
Everything in his bio on CBS, everything he says is about how much he's going to miss his wife. Which makes me think he definitely cheats on his wife all the time.
Maybe that's what he does now. He is now a professor at SUNY Westchester. Maybe he's
range.
Sleeping with all the students.
Definitely. He has got the range.
So I saw one picture of this dude. I had Glenn flashbacks and I was like, and someone just tweeted by a vote of 13-0, the first evicted is, and then just a picture of Steve. That was a great tweet. I'm sorry I'm not accrediting you, whoever did it. You were very funny.
Yeah.
But he's in the, with all these people, I had my sort of first impression of them, and then I watched their video and it changed. So
yes.
Steve is very calm, very well spoken, and there's like the worst case scenario was Glenn. The best case scenario is Derek, like one of the five or six best players ever. He is not going to be open about the fact that he's an undercover cop. He just seemed, he's like very methodical, very reserved, really good listener, really, really contemplative, really eloquent with his thoughts and calm. So he's going to say that he's not an undercover cop. He's also, which is fine because he's not, he doesn't do that anymore. He said that his actual current job is that he's a university professor, and he said he's not going to do that either. He said he's going to say that he's a mechanic from New Jersey. I don't know. We'll see how much that works for him. My fear, listen, he knows himself better than anyone else. He's an undercover cop. But like my fear is that you need to, for 3 months in a box with people, you need to have some sort of truth to like – Even if you're lying, just say that you're a professor and that you teach philosophy or that you teach statistics or something like that. I don't know. It feels weird that he would lie about cars.
Oh, I'm excited. I love it when people lie because I'm just like, it gives me something to look out for. Like, it was so fun when the Willett sisters didn't cop to being sisters, because then when the truth comes out, it's inevitably hilarious. And you know it's going to come out. Actually, I will agree, like, seeing the video of Steve, I was very impressed, and I was like, oh, this guy could actually go far. And finally we get an older man who doesn't seem like a total buffoon immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's actually very likable, and he said that this is going to be hashtag Summer Steve 2018. I don't remember where I was going with that. I like Steve. I'm a fan. I hope he can make it far.
Definitely. I hope
he can keep his secret.
Definitely. I hope so, too. I just think that it's something that can, once it comes out, it lowers, it diminishes your word in the house.
Yes.
So, you know, 6 weeks in, he's whispering to, you know, someone, he's in an alliance with the virgin god, Scotty. And, like, he's like, hey, Scotty, I just want to let you know between you and me, like, I'm actually an undercover cop or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Or I'm actually a college professor. I don't know. It's just like, it's not what I would do, but hey. I only host a podcast about Big Brother.
It could work. It could work. You it don't, could work. We don't know.
So
he just seems so cool under pressure.
Totally.
That I don't know if he'd even need to crack. I feel like he's never going to feel like he needs to give that secret up for anything.
Yeah, I think we have some good olds this year. Olds in quotation marks. We have one mother who's 34, not old.
Yeah,
not old. So anyways, I think two thumbs up on Steve, right?
Yeah, he's a winner.
Definitely.
A winner,
all right, sure. So let's move. Are you happy with that?
I am happy.
All right. So next is, Sam Bledsoe. Oh my God, we're getting the best ones out of the way. Sam Bledsoe. She's 27? She's
younger 27. Than both of us.
I think she has kids because she mentioned something about it briefly in her video. Sam Bledsoe is 27. She's from Stewart's Draft, Virginia. She's a welder.
A welder. Jennifer Beals in Flashdance. Who?
I don't know. I haven't seen Flashdance.
Well, she's a welder in that movie. When she's not dancing at the clubs at night.
Sam is probably my favorite person of all these people.
Sam really won me. Like, this is the thing where you have to watch the videos. Because first, all I had for Sam when I saw her profile, my note was only that hair, Kate Gosselin.
Exactly. Yeah, she looks like Kate. She looks like someone on a TLC docuseries about how they're married, about how she's like one of seven wives.
But then after I watched the video, I went back and saw her bio, and she says she snatches critters with her bare hands. Yes. You know what else she's gonna snatch? My heart.
Same.
This girl's real. She's real.
She has a rooster named Pooch.
She's just a breath of fresh air because she also, her video came in between like a couple really boring people. So it was just like, oh, thank God. Someone who's just authentic and like immediately interesting and has personality.
Do you know what's best about Sam is that I think she low-key hates Big Brother. So Ross asks her, like, do you watch Big Brother? What do you know about it? And she's like, no, I haven't really seen that much Big Brother. And, like, you could tell that she's been in her hotel room and, like, they've given her, like, hey, watch 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm fine with Lifetime Channel. Thank you very much. And then she goes, you know what? Actually, I did like Big Brother back when it was really fresh. And she just like named, dropped a bunch of people from like seasons 2 through 5. And right. she was like, yeah, she has not seen Big Brother. Like Big Brother 1 is like crazy. It's like completely different from how the rest of the seasons have gone. And then, but after... I don't know, after 8, 9 or so, like, it just evolves. It's in its second decade, third decade.
Right.
So she just likes the old stuff, even though she's younger than us. And yeah. she acts, she has a very old soul. She says she has a tattoo yeah. of the word ruthless, because her grandmother was named Ruth.
Yep.
Same. And she said she got it right before her grandmother died just to piss her off.
Yep. She's ruthless.
She said... quote, regarding bullies, if I see a bully or something like that, quote, I'm going to tear that mother humper apart.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. Yeah. And then, interesting, she actually had a really interesting quote on regarding the age-old question that they ask these people up front, would you rather win and be hated or lose and be loved? And she goes, actually, it's a case-by-case basis. And my eyes rolled into the back of my head. Because if you don't immediately say win and be hated, I don't right. like you.
Yeah.
And she goes, she actually said something really interesting that I hadn't considered before. She said, I'm on television, I'm in front of a national audience, and I can be a role model to a lot of young girls out there. They're going to be watching me. So it depends. So it does depend. Yeah, of course I would like to win and be hated, but I don't want to be hated for doing things that are like immoral or that would make a bad example to young people. So I actually think that's an interesting answer. Your face. Your face.
I was rolling my eyes pretty heavy there, guys.
All right.
Whatever. Listen, this is Big Brother. You're not gonna kill anyone. You're not gonna hurt anyone physically, probably. Like, you're still gonna be fine. You're gonna call someone at some point a slut. You know, like, that's the worst True. That's gonna happen.
Sure. All right. You've convinced me. Sam, you let me down on that last question. How do you feel about her playing this game? What her outlook is?
I think she is going to be so fun. They're going to dress. I think she might make jury.
Yeah.
But I also see, honestly, some, speaking of Evil Dick's season, some Amber potential for her. I feel like she's a sensitive soul. So I could see a lot of tears in her future.
I don't know. Yeah. We could see her just, we could pick up on
she's the, very likable. On the feeds.
I really like her. I can't believe she's 27. She looks like she's 45 and like
she has
yells at kids at a supermarket.
Old soul, old hair.
She's got like
great young actual date of birth.
Yeah. there's like a bit of like a Donnie Thompson vibe to her as well. Just like she's very slow and deliberate. But Donnie Thompson like was a bit like he kind of played like a rube. Where he's like, oh, yeah, girl, look at that. What is that? That's the moon, Donnie.
It'd be nice to have a female Donnie. Someone last year, I think, said that they wanted to be female Donnie. I forget who, but it'd be great.
She seems a lot smart. Like, she's got her head screwed on. Anyways.
Yes, for sure.
She seems dope. I'm excited about Sam. Let's move on to Haley Broucher, something like that. Mm-hmm. Haley is young and she's hot, and that's about it.
So she said she's obsessed with Derek. She said Derek is the cutest person in the world and she just wants to hug him. And you know what I say to that? Daddy issues.
Oh no.
Hold on to Steve. Steve's wife better be shaking. She's shook because Haley's hot co-ed little 21-year-old bod is going to be finding its way over to Steve's bed at night to try to have those late-night strategy talks. If she's into Derek, Steve could be a Derek. I'm just saying, people.
Yeah. I mean, my red flags go off anytime they're like, who do you really like? And they just name drop an obvious person from the last three or four seasons.
But the fact she's obsessed with him because she mentioned him in the bio and she brought him up in her interview. I said I think she seems boring and nice, but I said I think she seems like the first boot where she like is gets put up as a pawn but then just goes home.
There's no way in hell she's going home first.
Because she's too hot.
Too hot. She's not going to be, I can't, but I can't see her coming in guns blazing and being like, listen, you fuckers, here's how it's going to be for the next 9 months. You're all going to be sucking my dick.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying she would be the pawn. They'd be like, everyone loves you. So let's put you up against the actual thing, but then accidentally go home.
Mark my words. Scotty is going to be a pawn week one. He's not going to go home. He might, but.
The one thing I did notice in her video versus bio is at least I do think she has some charisma. She was like slightly more interesting than some of these other duds.
She looks like she looks quite attractive in her photo, but then she and Jesse Graff tweeted this out. She looked in her video like Raven. It's gross and weird.
It brings up bad things.
So like I guess Raven is like an objectively attractive woman, but like because of all the Raven baggage from last year, like, she's horrifying to me.
Right.
So
right.
I saw Haley sit down in the video. I'm like, oh, ghosts. Stomach inverted knee syndrome.
Can you breathe?
Also, she said.
You did you pause?
No, I don't know. What did you miss?
Brett.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
It felt like you were just taking a really long, dramatic intake. I'm very
She also said she would like to love and be loved and lose and be loved. Sorry, I typed that like a
moron. Lame.
Anyways, lame. Haley, whatever. She's gonna be
whatever. Swipe left.
I think she'll make it to jury on by virtue of being hot and hanging out with some of the many single men and not being offensive, but being sort of dead weight at a certain point.
Totally.
Maybe final two potential. Maybe loser potential. Number one loser potential.
Maybe.
All right. Casey Clark is number four. Casey Clark from 30 from San Diego. She is a female pro football player and works in a supermarket, it looks like, and she's a server or something like that.
I don't think she is paid
to play football. Let's be real.
In her bio, she said she was fiercely loyal to her first job at Smart and Final, which is a warehouse store.
It's like a cross between a Costco and a regular supermarket.
Okay.
It's not as Costco-y as a Costco, but it's a little bit more Costco-y than a regular supermarket.
I just thought it was very fishy for her to say she was fiercely loyal to her job, so she stayed for 11 years. Like
in Arizona. That's such a weird spin. As a queer woman of color to stay like, you know what is cool working at this supermarket in Arizona. Which she means in San Diego where she's from. San Diego's dope. I lived there.
She says it's because she's loyal, which is just so weird. And I wrote down something doesn't add up. Something doesn't add up about this girl.
Yeah. Maybe she was going to be
a wild card. And then when I watched her her video, she's very boring.
She loves Cody.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. she has a good shirt game. I like her shirt.
Yeah, cool. She's boring.
But she also strikes me as someone who could be very unlikable in the early phase of the game.
I hope so.
Oh, you hope so. You want her out.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. Something about her just has first boot on, like, written on there.
Truly. To me, she just seems so boring, but I'd love to be proven wrong.
I think she's going to be a little bit more, like, there are always competitive women. There are always women who are legitimate comp threats, and I think she can be one. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be a little bit more, she's not going to fit in with the guys or the girls. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Ross is like, are you single, ready to mingle? And she's like, bruh, look at me, I'm lesbian.
So?
They're not casting two lesbians on the show. You know what? If she converts Haley, she's my favorite BB player ever.
Haley's right. I love it. Haley's right for it.
Oh, yeah. She's young. She's in college. She's in experimenting.
Fix those daddy issues and be like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Mommy.
Look what it's like. Yeah. Swipe left for me, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... I think she's got... Who knows? We could always be wrong, but I think she's pre-jury for sure. So that's how I feel about Casey.
Yeah.
Well, you know, love to be wrong.
Yeah.
Next, Tyler Crispin. Crispin Glover.
Crispy.
Tyler. All right. We got Tyler. We got Hayden, BB16 Hayden vibes. Yep. We got Jace. Jace. Yep. So you live in Rado, bro? Tyler Crispin, he's a lifeguard from
Hilton Head.
Oh yeah, he's in South Carolina, and maybe it's just because I love bros. I liked him. I actually thought he was cool.
I have no beef with him. I think he's cute. One of his fun facts is one time he got stuck in a muddy construction hole for 30 minutes.
Love
and
his
he,
fun
one
facts.
Time he kind of died.
His fun facts are great. I fell in a muddy construction hole and was stuck there for 30 minutes. Wow.
Great
story. I got bit in the face by a fish at the Great Barrier Reef. And then the last one, I fell off a pool slide when I was a kid and died. Kinda.
So he's another one who, like, on paper, I was like, yes, great. Exactly what I need. But then in video, he fell very flat to me. Like, I thought he was going to be my king of this season. He is not. He is not.
We all know who the king of the season is. We're going to get to him later. I liked him. He is very turned on. He is, like, definitely doing... He's, like, if you were casting a voice actor to play a surfer in an animated film, like one of those turtles in the Finding Nemo thing, you'd get Tyler. He is just very like, oh, bro, gnarly, shreds gnar. But he actually seems to have a little bit more going on. He seems to be aware of strategy. He seems to be aware of the history of the show. I have high hopes. I have literally no idea what to expect.
Yeah, he could be a wild card.
Gun to my head, like pre-jury eviction.
Right.
but I think there's more there. Than the typical guy cast in the sort of surfer bro stereotype that we have every year, every other year.
Well, he's young, too.
He's 23.
He's got a lot to grow into.
I mean, he's also watched the show a bit. He calls out Dan Giesling, Zach Rance a bit. Cool. All right, that's it. Are we happy with Tyler?
Yes. Let's get on to Bailey.
Bailey, first of all.
Oh, I wonder if we noticed the same thing. Go for it.
Why are we putting E-I-G-H in people's names? Is that what you were going to say?
No, what I was going to say is here's our first alliance. There's Haley, Kaylee, and Bailey. So we're going to have Hey, Kay, Bay alliance, I'm telling you right now.
It's like people who don't know any better trying to class up a name.
Mm-hmm.
By putting the E I G H in there.
Yeah.
But it actually classes it down.
It takes it way down.
So Bailey Dayton, she's 25. She's a flight attendant originally from Missouri, lives in Atlanta. And
she's
also
your Bible thumper.
Interesting. So here we go. Here's the rant that I do every year.
Yep.
Now, in previous years, Jocasta, Dominique, we've
to
always
extent,
been casting
Avon.
They only cast one African American woman every year, and the last few years, I guess maybe with the exception of Zakiya, I don't remember Zakiya. Oh God,
she wasn't like so Bible-y at all.
I think she's a little bit more on the Zakiya end, but like we've had two women in the past 5 years or so have been like, God has put me like they're like literally Jocasta was literally a preacher. And I think in that environment, regardless of people's own personal, I mean, listen, it's America. Most of these people probably are from Christian backgrounds. But, like, they walk in there and they're like, I can't deal with this person who, like, doesn't want to play the game and just wants to spout Bible verses at me. And I think it's weird that they always cast, I just think it's weird that they always cast a black woman as the most religious person. There could be, anyways. Right. So she didn't mention any of that shit in her video, but.
No.
In her bio, what would you take into the house? My Bible, because I need to stay close to God. There we go. There we go. It's just so weird. Oh my God. Can we get.
I know.
It's weird. She seems, she doesn't, it doesn't seem to be a huge part of her. It seems to be the least part of her. I like.
So far.
So far. She says some good stuff. She, you know, they ask her about her personality. She goes, I'm sassy, but I want to leave the sassiness in the DR and not be sassy IRL.
That speaks to your strategy that you think people should do.
Yeah. Be dumb in the house. Be smart. Be cool. Pardon me. Be cool and like twist the knife in the DR. I love it.
Yes. Yes. I think flight attendant is an amazing job to get you prepped for Big Brother.
It's a very typical
job. And I'm actually surprised that we haven't had more flight attendants. But again, I was kind of excited for her with just having, knowing that, going, but then when I saw her video, I was like, this is a flop. This girl's a flop.
I don't think she's a full flop. I don't think she's a full flop. I think she's a half flop. I think there's, I think there's something there. I think she's smart. I don't know. I think she's got her head on her shoulders in a
likeable,
way.
Likeable. She's normal. I'm like, where's the personality, you know?
Yeah. Listen, she says she's a nerd because she likes Marvel.
I know.
You're not. You're not. You're not.
No.
Sorry. Everyone watch. Everybody likes Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I have my hopes for her, actually. I actually think she
I'd like her to go far.
Me too. I think she's got the sort of cutthroatiness, but she's also got the ability to kind of smile. Because as a flight attendant, she even says, I get hit on every day while being a flight attendant. She has to be a fucking beautiful, kind brand ambassador and waiter and maid.
And like safety maven.
Yeah, for Delta or whoever every day. And I think I'm sure she deals with assholes multiple times per day.
Oh my God.
I'm sure she can deal with that sort of social aspect of like not showing your cards very well. So I actually think, she could go far in this game. I that's how I feel.
I know. That's what I'm hoping. I think it really is such good prep. Like, you've dealt with turbulence and a throwing up baby and an old perv trying to grab your butt all in one flight, so you can handle Big Brother.
Yeah.
I hope for the best, but still a little boring.
All right, let's move on to Caitlin Herman. What do you feel about Caitlin?
Okay, so first of all, I just noticed only when reading these that there are a lot of like woo-woo, new age, yoga, crystal-loving, essential oil-needing yoga mat people this season. So that's a common thread.
Bailey
is. Yeah.
She teaches yoga. Who else?
Bailey, Caitlin, Angie.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. All right. I love Caitlin.
I like Caitlin as well.
I love her. I love her. I think she's great.
She is from Long Island. She
now
lives
in California.
She lives in LA. I love my favorite thing. Whenever the house guests are from or live in LA, they say the name of the neighborhood. If you live in Encino, you just say I'm from LA. Or if you live in Playa Vista, you say I'm from LA. I live in LA. But whenever they're from LA, they don't want to make it seem like, oh, this is someone that we've clearly recruited and we don't have to buy airfare for. Like, we can just send an Uber X. An Uber Plus. All right. Like, one of the nice Ubers. Like, Encino, California, she probably has the same post, like, not maybe not the same exact, like, post office. She probably goes to the same post office as the CBS Radford lot, which is where, like, she can order pizza from the same house, from the same business at her house in Encino that the CBS Big Brother house does. Anyways.
I love her. I think she's great. I really enjoy her personality. And I loved, in her interview with Ross, I love that he was like, so what do you do? And she was like, I'm a life coach and a yoga instructor at 24. As if that was like such a huge accomplishment at 24.
But also, but she said in a way like, yeah, like, can you believe how wise I am? I know I seem really, really wise and, like, I know what the fuck I'm doing, but can you believe I'm only 24? Yeah, sugar, you're definitely 24.
I loved it. I loved it. I love this part on her bio. Years ago, I went to a psychic medium with the hopes of connecting with my deceased grandfather. But the medium surprised me by revealing I would soon be one of the most influential self-help women in the world. I love a humble brag, and that's what she is. She's gonna be like the Penelope character on SNL, the show you don't watch, but where it's just like a constant one-upper, a constant like I'm more zen than you, a constant like how successful am I in this world at 24. Like, it's gonna be incredible.
That's arguably the least crazy thing in her fun facts. Arguably.
Tell me. Otherwise, tell me what else you got.
I'm often caught sleeping with my eyes open, which is terrifying for those I live with. If I sense bad energy with family or friends, I will, without invitation, start to sage them until the negativity is cleared. Finally, this is probably the most normal, unfortunately. I have a blog called From Betches to Buddhas.
Yes.
Betches.
And Betty, I'm already anticipating. Joint pod
when she's out.
I'm anticipating the sequel From Betches to Buddhas to Big Brother on Amazon's top 100, number 79, for a solid week. It's going to happen.
She's funky. She's weird. Yeah. I have no idea how she'll do in this game. She's funky. I hope she's there for a while.
Right, for sure.
I hope she's there for a long time because I think she's funny, but she's not like Victoria Ditzy.
No.
When does this amazing race start? Caitlyn's weird. I like her. She's weird.
Yeah, I like her too.
I'm all for Caitlyn. Good for her. And moving on, Winston Hines from
Winston,
Kentucky.
More like Duncan Hines, because I want a slice of that cake.
Bay sick.
He's so basic. Well, here's what I wrote. I had nothing to write about him because he has no personality whatsoever. So I wrote, seems boring, could be another Matt, or could be sleeper good. And then after I wrote the video, all I wrote was, hot, because that's all there is to say.
Yeah, he's hot. He said, he's just like fucking Bailey. He's like, I'm going to be the oddball. It's like, no, bruh, you're the most...
With a smile like that.
You're the most normal, you're the most basic beat in this house. He loves Paul. Come on.
Congrats.
Good for him. He doesn't like Cody. He's got a dog. He volunteers for Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah. He's so boring. I feel like go for it.
Fun facts about myself. I've been mistaken for Justin Timberlake and Ryan Reynolds.
I remember his profile was so boring. I didn't even need to get through it to the fun facts. I was just like, I don't care. Next.
I think
get on the next bus, okay? Because
he's gonna last a while in this game.
He is, because I'm thinking he's gonna be like Matt. Yeah.
Or he's like eat Drew cereal. From season 4 or 5? Twins, the original twin. I met him. Have I told the story of when I met Drew on this podcast?
I don't think so.
Save it for another podcast. This is going to be a long one today.
Save it for when we don't have a lot to talk about. Okay, let's get to next.
Yeah, next, Winston. Next, MTV.
Bus.
Oh, boy. Here we go. What's your favorite Mark Wahlberg movie?
Fear.
Rockstar. Come on, I set you up. Here we go. We have Angie Rockstar Lantry from Baltimore, hun. She go down to the Chesapeake River, hun. I don't know. That's my Baltimore accent. So
Angie is our character with a capital C.
With a K, with like a backwards K. Yeah. Like crazy characters. When Evil Dick posts the list of the just the headshots of everybody, Angie just she sticks out like a sore thumb. She's got bright pink hair. She has Mr. Magoo glasses.
They're like Junior Soprano. Yeah, they're incredible.
Hey, Gen Zers, Mr. Magoo, Google him. but you know what? I was like, damn, we're going to play Mary Fuck Kill at the end of this podcast. She's definitely, I knew she was definitely going to be involved in one of those.
One of those categories, sure.
Actually, I actually think she's, other than, she's kind of, she doesn't try that hard. This is just who she is.
Yes.
I actually thought she was quite real.
Yes, I agree. That was what I got from the video as well. I wrote, like, finally some personality, but it didn't seem put on, really.
Yeah.
I had, before I saw the video, I said that she's our beautiful disaster recruit because I'm just like, there's no way that a super fan looks like this and has this personality. She's another crystal freak, though.
She did
3 natural births, which means she can withhold pain, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a very old turtle, and I guarantee if she wins HOH, she will get a letter from the turtle.
Yeah. Also, in the fun facts, a unicorn walked her down the aisle at her wedding.
Yeah, so I was like, I was worried about just reading her bio before seeing the video, because I was like, this could be a very Chrissy BBOTT situation. But she's not like her at all.
Unfortunately, this year, no one has hashtag Major Chrissy vibes or Major Chrissy potential, whatever the fuck I said.
Fortunately or unfortunately, we still don't know.
I don't know. She did mention 2 people from BB16. Joey, who mm-hmm. was voted out first and did not have natural hair color, and Frankie. Who also did not have natural hair color, and
she's not a fan. She's a recruit. She's our beautiful disaster recruit.
I don't know if she's a recruit. Nobody goes to suburban Maryland to recruit like weird soccer moms.
There's like, something about her that's going to come out where it was like she's a viral superstar. Oh
yeah, maybe she has a YouTube or whatever where she cooks like weed oil. I don't know. I don't know. It seems to me like she was just like I'm a bored mom, and she submitted a video, and they were like, she went to the top of the pile instantly.
They were like, Jesus Christ, where have you been all my life?
Yeah, so, but she seemed like, she seemed real. She said she just had a baby 6 months ago, which is even less than whatever her name is from Celebrity BB, who like needed to breastfeed her like 22-month-old.
Yeah,
so like,
she's over it. She's over having kids. She had 2 others. It's like once you, if you only have 1 baby, you're like, you need to be with them all the time. And once you've had 2, the third one is just sort of like, throw them in the car or whatever.
She said regarding her youngest, he laughed at my IUD. He said, IU don't.
It's a good joke.
She's got like, even though she's from Baltimore, she's got like a bit of like a New York sassy quality to her.
Yeah.
We'll see what it's like. Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea what to expect from her in this house. I liked her a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, same. So that's a swipe up. Swipe, we're not sure.
I don't know. I haven't been on Tinder in a few years. What is swipe up?
I don't know. I don't think it does anything. I think it closes the app unless you just think about things for a minute. Think about your life for a little while. Sure,
if you got the iPhone 10. All right, so let's move on from Angie, not to be confused with Angela, who we'll get to later. All right, JC Mondui is next.
Jesus Christ Moonduck is his name.
Sure, he's 28. He is from Miami. He born in Cuba, parents are of Spanish descent. He is... I believe dwarf is the proper terminology. He's a little is person. He?
Yeah. No, he's 4'8".
I don't know. I thought he was.
Oh, I didn't think that he was actually little person height.
I think
he says that he's 5 foot, but he's 2 inches. He's like actually 4'8" or something. I thought the whole
he's actually a bit internet like an Instagram famous. He's like a model and dancer, and I thought his whole deal is he's like a hot model little person.
I don't know. Like,
if, first of all, regarding JC for the rest of the season, I don't know what the proper nomenclature is. So if I'm saying something wrong, I don't mean to offend. Please,
yes,
please tweet me and like say the proper thing, and I will
totally
say that. Like it's. I'm not trying to.
I didn't either. I didn't realize either. I didn't think that. I thought he was just very short. And all I wrote for him was that his name is, to me, is Jesus Christ Munda, because that's what it looks like. And all I wrote when I read his bio, I wrote, this little bitch is going far.
Definitely.
And then when I saw the video, I wrote, never mind.
Yeah, he's like Josh from last year on cocaine.
No, I don't even think he's like that. I just think he's just, he doesn't have it. I think he's like Ramses. I think he's going to go as a pawn.
Burn!
He seems like burn a perfectly notice. Nice. He seems like a perfectly nice guy who just, I don't know what he has to offer in this game. I'm sorry.
He is, I saw another good tweet that I'm not going to credit because I don't remember who did it and I don't have it in front of me. But someone was like, someone is talking about how people decry the lack of diversity on this show. And here for the first time, we have a gay, Latino, dwarf Republican.
He's a Republican?
Yeah. His Twitter bio is like many American flag emojis. And like, I hate communists and socialists because I'm a real American. Doesn't seem like that much fun to hang out with.
Here's the thing. This is what my Cuban college roommate told me junior year. Mm. And so this is her take. So please, this is what she told me. And I don't know if this is true or not, but she told me Cubans will always vote Republican because they hate JFK.
Interesting. They hate JFK and they understand what it's like to live in like a true communist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that actually makes sense.
That's what she told me. I'm not Cuban. I'm not speaking for her. Those are the words from her mouth.
JC is not a Bernie bro.
No.
So,
Jesus Christ.
JC,
swipe left. Sorry.
He's just a bit much.
I didn't think he was enough. I didn't think he was enough.
Oh.
I think he came up short.
Here's the thing. And then here's the thing that, oh, no.
I'm so sorry. I take it back. I really take it back.
Here's the thing that's where they ask, you know, do you want to win and be hated or lose and be loved? Everyone thinks there's two answers, except for the geniuses who are like, no, there are three answers. And this is the worst. This is worse than lose and be loved. I want to win and be loved. He's like, he makes his own fate. There's no possible way that he is going to win and be hated.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, his best case is that he wins and be hated. I don't know. I could see him going far. I could easily see him not.
I just want to say, I looked it up. Little People of America defines dwarfism as a medical or genetic condition that usually results in an adult height of 4'10 or shorter.
He's 4'8".
So... He's four, right? Is that what it says? All right. So I just want to take back what I said about coming up short because now that
is there anything really about expensive. How the proper nomenclature? Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to move on. Tweet at us and let us know because we don't want to be like offending people
be
for the next 3 months.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. And now I learned and I'm better for it.
Anyways, that's JC. Just one quick thing. What would you take into the house and why? One, my vitamins, sure. Second, melatonin. That could possibly just be included in my vitamins section. Yeah. Three, a hoverboard. What? A real hoverboard? One of those ones with two wheels? I don't know. I have a lot of questions. Yeah. JC is going to be a lightning rod this season. I just know that for sure.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
All
right.
We're going to move on to...
I can't even do it.
This is a sore subject. I can't even do it. This is going to be tough. So we have to move on to Brett.
Oh, no. I was so sad when I saw this last night. I saw another just fan on Twitter being like, I'm really upset. I thought I was going to be the first Brett. I felt I was going to be the first Brett as well. And now, forever and ever, once I'm on Big Brother, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, Brett was – I hated Brett. Which Brett? BB20 Brett or BB23 Brett? I should – should my plan for BB to not be – to not apply and wait 10 years for BB30 and then I'll be the daddy of the season? First of all, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You know how I feel about the daddies on Big Brother.
Here we go. I have to be talking about someone else named Brett all year. I am so fucking upset, and I don't even know if I'm more or less upset that it's this pud. This D-bag.
You're upset over Brett.
I don't like... So Brett is 25. He's from Boston. He's a cybersecurity engineer. He literally thinks he's Mr. Robot. The three adjectives to describe him are vehement, riveting, vehement. And trophy. Yeah.
Trophy.
Yeah. Let's just pull up some Brett quotes from his video.
Well, let me just say what I wrote when I saw Brett.
So
I wrote in all caps, "This is my guy."
Oh God, of course.
I think he's going to have a beautiful 2 weeks in the house, and we need to cherish him while we can.
Yeah. There's definite Cody potential. I think Cody, like, this guy's cast to be Cody.
Yeah.
For the most part.
For some reason, can you tell me why I have this? For some reason I have, in quotes, "it will have to be handled tastefully."
I don't know.
I have that from, and that was before I saw his video, so I don't know why I wrote that.
I don't know. He only speaks in like cybersecurity business lingo. Like if you just watch TED, like not even TED Talks, because TED Talks are too like they're open to like to the public. Like just watch like keynote speakers from like tech conferences. This is how he talks. He's horrible. He only speaks in business lingo. He says he's an American patriot working to protect like innocent people in the cyber landscape. Even though he also says that he hacks into his friends' computers for fun. Like, he thinks he's Mr. Robot, where he like guesses their password, like does some code to like guess their password and goes on their Facebook accounts. This guy's not a good guy.
This is a Russian bot. We're seeing the true life. There's going to be one last tweet about how Trump is cleaning up the world because he's in the Big Brother house. Okay.
Yeah. This guy, if you weren't in the Big Brother house today, he'd be tweeting about how like actually it's a good thing that we're ripping kids away from their mothers.
Actually, the cages are very comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's why we're glad to have Brett in the house.
Yeah, so listen, I don't have time for some villains. Like I didn't have time for Cody last year. You live for Cody.
I did.
Who do you think Brett is gonna hook up with this year?
God.
Haley,
who do I wish this upon? No. She's too sweet.
I know. She's a mark. She's a perfect mark for his
evil.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, man. Maybe Angela.
Yeah. Here's a couple interesting notes from his bio. What would you take into the house and why? Gotta have a toothbrush, because I have to have my teeth clean. Plus, I don't want the ladies to think I have stank breath. I would select clothes and shoes, because I think it would assist me in challenges. Bruh, you're allowed to bring those into the house. Everyone gets clothes, shoes, a toothbrush. This isn't Naked and Afraid. This is a Survivor. He has no idea what Big Brother is, I don't think. Do we get to eat in this house? I could hack some food. I could hack Open Table and get some delivered.
Get some reservations.
Jesus. Brett. I don't know. I think we easily could have like a first HOH or second HOH who's evicted like the week after their HOH pre-jury. I think that's a
That's why I say we have to cherish him while he's in the house.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That's what I hope. It'll be fun. Like, he's just a bit mean-spirited to live in this mm-hmm. world. And we'll see what happens. I mean, he could also go far because he's going to do well at the comps, it seems like. He's really smart. But I don't know. I just don't know. I think he'll probably grate on people the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, all right. You happy to move on?
I'm happy to move on. Swipe right on, Brett.
Swipe right. All right. Here we go. Here's Angela, not to be confused with Angie. Angela is 26.
Yeah.
From Hilton Head, South Carolina, where Tyler currently lives, but she lives in Playa Vista, meaning LA. And she's a fitness model. She's a recruit. Yeah. It's all right.
That's fine. From her bio online, she says she has a roster of boy toys. Go off.
Oh,
queen.
Wow.
She said she's not afraid to use my sexuality to get ahead. Oh. Thank God. And she said she's not that religious. Atheists versus Jesus freak season, baby.
Just what CBS put on. Just what they ordered.
I thought she was, she's clearly cast to be a hot person. I thought she was even hotter in video.
Yeah.
It was a very bad picture of her.
Yeah, I agree.
She kind of lost me a little with, she lost but also gave me by saying she relates better to the guys. She wants to join the all-male alliance. It always happens.
Yeah.
I said, our woman-hating queen. At least she had some personality. I said, get this girl in the house and let's see her true colors because I think we got a fighter on our hands here.
She was, she trained to be in the Olympics, but didn't make it. I don't know. It's weird.
Her shot put or something weird. Javelin, hammer throw.
Angela, you know, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
No, she's great.
I don't know. She seemed boring to me. She doesn't get along with girl. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
She didn't seem that exciting to me. She seemed like, a combination. She just seemed like a combination of a bunch of sort of spunky, physical girl stereotypes. I just didn't...
I think she'll bring some heat.
We'll see. I don't know. She just didn't seem that interesting to me. She seemed like, she's going to talk a lot of game about how she's going to, play with the boys and play mean. And then, in 2 weeks, she's going to be hooking up with Winston and, she won't play it the rest of the season. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. I don't know what to expect. I'm not very excited by her.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's talk about someone I know you are excited about.
The Virgin God, Scotty. Scotty Salton from Chicago. He
got the Virgin King died so that Scotty could live.
The Virgin King probably has gotten laid.
I hope so.
In the past 2 years, hopefully.
I think he should have.
So Scotty admittedly sounds like Elmo.
Yes.
And he's just got a fucking weird vibe. People are not going to like him. He's definitely going to be nominated. Mark my words. Scotty's going to be nominated. He won't leave. But this just happens every
First
year
mom.
With Steve.
First mom.
They're like, we don't know what to put up. Some buff guy wins HOH or whatever. We don't know what to put up. And maybe one person ruffles a lot of feathers. And they're like, we don't know who to put up against him. All right, we're going to put up the weird guy who doesn't have an alliance, really.
Yeah.
So I love him. He is great. He's very self-aware. He knows the game. He has a very strange fun facts section.
Yes.
Let's just go through it. One, I got catcalled while working at AMC during 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm a 26-year-old virgin who's never been kissed. Three, I got grounded when my brother threw up on me. Very strange. Four, I got into an argument with a customer at AMC. He brings up the AMC a lot.
Like, we get it.
Dude.
We get it.
You worked at an AMC.
I mean, is he trying to shit on AMC?
I don't know. Is he trying to brag that he's worked at an AMC? I got into an argument. I worked at a movie theater too, not an AMC, when I was 16. And I'm, you know what? Sometimes you have some unruly customers.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta quiet them down.
Sometimes people want to bring in like Johnny Rockets to see yeah. Spider-Man 3, and you gotta say, you gotta lay down the line. No, I'm a virgin, I say, and you will listen to me.
I'm so that person. I bring in full meals to movies. I don't care. I'm not paying those prices.
What about the container in which you bring in the food? Or is it like a wrestly container, something that makes a lot of noise, or you consider it?
I'm not considerate.
Oh my God. It's wrestling. I can't believe I'm just learning this about you now.
I don't think it's wrestling. I like to bring in, you know, like a Chipotle salad. I'll bring in
So the like snare drum, like foil top, like yes. Chris Pratt's like, oh my God, it's a T-Rex. And you're like,
and it's really crunchy. Oh, but again, God. People eat popcorn, so who cares?
Oh my God.
I always throw my trash away.
Oh,
I
don't who cares? I don't That's what Scotty works at the AMC for. He throws out the trash.
Yeah, he does throw out the trash. And he's going to take out some of the trash in this house. Oh. I'll tell you what. Look, what I wrote after seeing Scotty's video was, at least he knows he's a dud. He literally called himself a dud in his, interview with Ross. I think he's going to be fun to watch on feeds because he said he watches at home. And he just roasts people.
He's great.
So I can't wait. I can't wait for him to be in that room, like between the bathroom and the kitchen, alone, just like monologuing about how much he hates everyone.
He is great. He says his strategy is to knock out weaklings and floaters, and keep all the strong men around so that they can kick out each other towards the end. That's not a bad strategy. We'll see how it goes.
Sure. Okay, Scotty. I'm gonna enjoy him while he lasts, okay?
The most interesting thing was at the end they asked him, do you wanna win or lose? You know, the question I brought up 5 times on this, and he goes, I don't need to be loved. He knows what it's like to be an outcast. Yes. He knows what it's like for no one to love you, for you to work at the AMC, for him to spray that banaka in his mouth. I'm hoping that honey comes by after Harold and Kumar too, and be like, and he's like, oh no, he knows what it's like to be hated, to clean up fucking popcorn from babies all day. He doesn't care. He's already won by being here. He does that not need so to be true. Loved. That's interesting. I love so you, true. Scotty, so much.
Good for you, Scotty.
Okay,
good
let's move on. We're getting towards the end here. Faisal, but I guess he goes by Fessy.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Fenty.
No, by Rihanna.
No. Fessy, sorry. Fessy is 26. He's a substitute teacher at in Orlando, Florida. And like literally the biggest, like the letters the size of like where it says Hollywood in Hollywood, California on the mountain, D-U-D.
Hi. So like big time D-U-D. All I could write from his bio was like hot. He has a dog and loves Taylor Swift. Sounds great. He was giving me like maybe Mark from last season vibes because he's beefy and loves Taylor Swift.
Definitely a bit of a sensitive vibe to and like meathead vibe, sensitive meathead vibe.
But after I watched his video, his interview, I just wrote, "Such a loser."
Such a loser. Listen, in his defense, yeah. He's from Orlando.
Yeah.
And they taped these at 8 a.m. California time, and he was one of the first. He was the fourth person. So he's probably been up since 6 or so, maybe didn't get the coffee. I don't know.
I think he's so hot, but he's a loser.
He sucks so much.
He's boring. He's just boring. I'm sure he's a great person.
Tell us about yourself. And he's like, so obviously I played college football, and Ross, like, purposefully didn't get any information. He wanted to like meet them. He didn't want to know their names until they walked in. He didn't want to see their pictures, anything. And also, he didn't – I mean, the college football thing didn't make it to his bio.
Right.
So he's like, so obviously I'm a college football player. And Ross and America were like, not obviously. That's the information we're asking you.
It's brand new info.
I developed my own app, so you know I have some knowledge upstairs. All right.
Great.
All right. He sucks.
boring. He's just boring.
I thought all of this. I thought he sucked. This has been a ruse. Yeah, I thought he sucked. I thought he was a dud until I got to the bottom of his bio. And the one thing he would take into the house is stuffed crust cheese pizza. My favorite. And he has a blue-nosed pit bull. Come on. I love him.
Yeah, he has a dog and he loves Taylor Swift. Like, that's great. But Swift left.
Show me the dog.
Yeah.
Show me the dog.
Dog pick when he inevitably wins the first Asia
week. No. All right. Well, yeah, he sucks. He sucks. He has a cute dog at home. I can't wait to see the dog. Fessy, you're the weakest link. Goodbye. We're moving on to Rachel Swindler. She's from South Carolina, but lives in Vegas, and she's a Vegas entertainer. You watched her video, right, Danny?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me what type of entertainer she is?
Oh, no, I can't.
I'm just asking you if you think she's a stripper.
You know what? Maybe.
She's just very vague about what she does in Las Vegas, other than I'm like an entertainer. I dance. Like,
well, as someone who was just in Vegas for a bachelorette party,
not to brag.
There are lots of different types of dancers that I saw, and I didn't set foot into a strip club.
That's true.
There are just people, like, and it's hard to describe, like, I'm a dancer who wears, like, a short, sparkly outfit, and I just dance on not even the bar, but, like, a sort of stool next to the bar.
Yeah.
And I do shifts of dancing, and, like, that's it.
Yeah, or, like, in the Cosmo, which is a hotel, or where was that? I think it's at Caesars. They also have, like, a sexy cards section where they're, like, you can play poker or craps or not poker. You can play blackjack or craps in this area, but there are just hot women dancing right here.
Yes.
I'm going to be going to Vegas in a couple weeks, so maybe we can do a little Vegas because I want to hear your thoughts on Vegas. It was your first time, right?
It was my second time, but the first time actually staying there, like the first time we just drove through.
Oh, okay.
But I have a lot of thoughts, and they're all positive.
Great. Oh, good, good. I can't wait. We're going to do a Vegas podcast in July.
And that's why I was so excited for Rachel, because I was like, yes, Vegas queen.
So
I think she's great. I think the guys, I think she's what, she's like, she's the apology Jessica Graff. She's the like, we're sorry Jessica Graff didn't end up the way you guys wanted her to. Here's another Jessica Graff. Let's hope this one doesn't find a Cody.
One other thing about her job, she says she does a lot of brand ambassador work.
Sure.
Meaning, if you've ever been to a trade conference in Vegas, she goes on Craigslist, she gets told to dress really slutty, or she's given like a crop top that says like the name of an app, and she stands in front of a booth all day. And like people are like, well, what's this app? And she's like, I don't know. I was just hired to look hot. Please talk to this guy here.
Absolutely.
I really wanted to like Rachel. I think she's a dud.
Wow.
I think she's got stud potential.
I think she's a stud. I think she's a hero, not a zero.
We'll see. She says she gets very emotional and sort of thrown off by that easily. I think she actually has like Tiffany Russo vibes.
Oh no.
I think that's
not the Russo you want to be.
No. Her friends call her Rachel.
Yeah, I like her.
Not a great fact.
I like her. I think we need to see her in the house dealing with
Listen,
people.
Well, yeah, again, we'll see. I think she's going to fold easily or be caught up in a showmance easily. I don't know. It doesn't seem like she has it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Love talking about Vegas, though. All right, we're getting to the end there. Oh, this is the last one.
Last one.
Now, you've heard of Swaggy P, newest NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors. But here we have Swaggy C.
Woo!
How do you feel, Danny?
So, I told you when we started this podcast, I just finished watching Swaggy C's video.
Yeah.
And I told you I felt like I went on a roller coaster. And that's how I can describe Swaggy C. Okay, so In the span of his 5-minute video chat, I went from like liking him from his bio to hating him, to being like, this guy sucks, to going back to liking him, to respecting him, to thinking like, this guy's a monster, to thinking, oh, actually, I think this guy's pretty cool. Like, there are so many different emotions I have with Swaggy C.
I feel you. So I'm the same way. I went from this guy's amazing to this guy is going to be the first person kicked off the show.
Yeah.
But also, I still really like him. He's really smart. I like smart. Him.
He's different. Definitely. He's different.
He's really cool. He's a stockbroker. He's a day trader. He trades fucking currencies. Like
he has a photographic memory.
We'll see about that. Here we go. That like so like we have all these great things. He walks in. He just has like a vibe about him where he just seems like he's really social. And then he says stuff like, which past BB cast member do you like the most? And he says, Paul. That man got robbed of $1 million. He's a top 5 Big Brother player of all time, and he didn't even win. He's better than every single winner over the last 12 years, aside from Derek, Evil Dick, Dan, and Rachel. And I didn't even like Derek's game. That's a hot take. Flaming.
I love that. I love that he's bold and I think he is so smart and quick, and we're going to see that. I think he's actually Mr. Robot. You know, Brett.
Have you seen Mr. Robot?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it about a robot?
It is not about a robot.
Okay, well, I think Chris Swaggy C is going to be he's so analytical. There was just this moment when he and Ross, were chatting. When Ross was like, what do you think about showmance? Like, and he was like, absolutely not. Like, girls are my weakness, but I can't. Like, showmances don't win. And Ross was like, what about Rachel? What about Jordan? He's like, he immediately came up with all these other facts of who won and other statistics about Big Brother, where I was like, wow, okay, he does know his shit.
He knows his shit. You're right. He is. I think he could be great. I'm really excited to see him go into this house. I just wonder if the swag is going to come off as arrogant.
Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem. That swag is a double-edged sword, baby.
It is. Well, he lacks what someone like Steve, has in spades, which is that, like, Swaggy C is a talker.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of like Paul in that he talks too much. And you don't realize that, like, if you just listen, you'll get all the answers you need. Right? But, like...
Yeah.
I'm wondering... That's what I was sort of thinking when I was watching him. I was like, this guy sucks because he can't listen. Like, the things he's saying make sense, but he cannot listen to save his life. And I thought, what if he paired up with Steve? That would be a really interesting alliance.
Maybe. They're both from the East Coast, both really smart guys. I could see that happening. How old is he? Oh, he's 23. He's a bit young.
He's young.
Struck me as a bit older, actually. But we'll see what happens. Like, I could see first boot. I could see making it pretty far. I'd be really excited to see him make it pretty far. I don't think we've seen someone like him before on this show. And that's really exciting. That's really exciting to see.
I think we're going to go week to week. We're going to be like, we love him. We hate him. You know, it's going to go back and forth a lot with him.
Definitely. Definitely.
And that's exciting.
So that's the cast. Danny, are you free for an extra 15, 20 minutes to do?
I think we got to go through these questions. We got to.
We have some questions. We also have to play MFK.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So let's go through questions. Let's pull them up here. Sorry. My bad. All right. I'm just going to go in order. SheepShaw99 says, any predictions for this year's twistiest twist of the summer?
Well, we saw one of the promos was like hacked and cracked.
Hacked and cracked.
So I think there's going to be some sort of, there are going to be like care packages again.
Yeah, but it's going to be like social media related. She said it's like, Julia's like, if our players stop trending, then their game is going to be, like, pooped in the butt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
that's not true. And so there's going to be some sort of social media element. It might just be, like, whoever gets the most, like, hashtag Team Angie or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not excited about that. Leave the social media to us, the millennials.
Right.
Come on. I hate, like, you know, IHOP getting in there and being like, hey, like.
International House of Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. Not excited about that. Sharon also says, which house guest is most likely to have the first racist slash homophobic slash sexist controversy?
This is truly up in the air because I didn't realize
it's not
for
me.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be JC because I didn't realize he was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. His name has one syllable and has two T's in it, and it's Brett.
You're upset about Brett. Brett's going to sully your good name.
All right. So next, we have some tweets from Coma Joan. Who is your pick to be first evicted? He thinks it's going to be Angie. Hopefully she proves me wrong, but it seems like trying to have too much personality early puts a target on your back.
I just don't think – I think her look is a lot, but I think when she's in that house, she's going to sort of be – like maybe she'll be wearing her glasses, but she's not going to be as done up and it's not going to seem as character-y. I think that – I still say Kaylee's first move as in a pawn situation.
Kaylee. Yeah, I think or Casey.
Kaylee.
Who's Kaylee? I don't know if there's a Kaylee.
I know, Haley. Haley. Sorry, Haley. That's the 21-year-old.
That is ridiculous. That is pure. Oh no, no. Patrick M. Dunn. What are the odds these house guests are longtime Hey Julie listeners? High key. I don't know what that means. He was hoping to get picked this year, so he could give a Danny and Brett shutout. But maybe
in
next
the
year.
Evicting.
What are the chances someone listens to Hey Julie? I have an answer for you.
The chances are high.
Oh gosh!
But it's not any of the castmates. It's Julie's assistant. Julie's second assistant listens to our show and loves us.
There is no chance anyone listens to Hey Julie. I thank you all, listeners. I thank you for listening.
Yeah.
As always, once you get cast on the show yourself, please shout out Hey Julie, boost us up. We're, you know, rising tide floats all boats.
Yeah.
There's no chance any of these people listen to Hey Julie. I will be if it's like 3 days into live feeds and it's like overnight, Tyler shouted out an unknown podcast, listen, like Hey Julie, and we like blew up, that'd be amazing. But breaking into the podcasting space, the Big Brother podcasting space, is hard. There's a Death Star.
Yes.
And people are very loyal. I'm a loyal listener of the pod that I shall not mention. I like the podcast myself, but it's hard to break in.
Look, they're all great, but we have our own little corner of the Big Brother world, and I love it. And I think our listeners are amazing.
At Mighty Scrub Lord, I'm trying to decide whether Brett or Winston is going to be Matthew of the season because I'm getting a strong, boring, hot guy vibes.
No, Brett's not going to be boring because it's going to be Winston.
It's going to be Winston.
It's not going to be Winston. It's going to – or no, you're right.
It's Winston.
Sorry. Yeah. I forgot his name. That's how much of a Matt he is.
All right. Do we have any other ones?
Yeah. Mighty Scrub Lord also wants to know, do you think Bailey will finally be the first non-Bible-thumping black woman?
I think we addressed that.
It doesn't look strong in her favor.
Doesn't look strong, but I have high hopes.
What do you think the new tech element will be? They're gonna give the HOH an iPhone X so that they can shoot in portrait mode. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
That'd be great.
What is it gonna be?
That'd be great. So those are the questions. Thank you for sending those in again at Hey Julie BB on Twitter. Hey Julie,
we also got gmail.com. I just want to say we got a request from very lovely LJ saying, I think Brett needs to do a reading of some of these tweets. It's a hot mess.
Oh, Robin Cass, who's the casting director, is going on like some Twitter rant. I don't know. She always vocally defends her choices on Twitter. We're running a little long, so maybe I'll do a little Brett's Twitter theater next time.
Okay,
once I
next
compile
time.
All those.
But we have one last thing we must do.
Sure.
Which is fuck, marry, kill.
Yes. So
it's a cornerstone of every premiere episode.
Every time I forget how we do this. Do we both do our fucks at the same time? Do we each or
yes.
we each go through it? All right.
Same time.
All right.
Who are you fucking?
I've had to think about this a little bit.
Sure. It's hard because this year, like every other time we've done this, I think it's been very obvious, these picks from myself.
Yeah.
And this year it's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to go out of the way and say, I promised that Angie would be in, just would be one of the three. And here's the crazy thing. She's not.
Oh, okay.
I find her normal. I find her surprisingly normal. So she's not going to be in there. I will go down to Las Vegas and spend a lovely night with Rachel.
And it's going to get Rachel. Let me tell you.
I hope so. What happens in Vegas, baby, stays there.
You know, I'm a big fan of the South.
Oh.
And I love me a surfer boy. I said, see you later, boy. Let me get a piece of that. Tyler, keep it crispy.
All right. So we're doing good so far. Pretty normal trip.
He kind of died, and I'll take him there again.
But not Winston? Or are we saving our... So we're marrying next. Is Winston...
No, you know I'm marrying Steve, obviously. Okay,
I know. That's what I thought.
Obviously I'm marrying Steve.
I'm surprised that Winston didn't get involved in this at all.
Well, you don't know that he's not involved yet.
I don't. All right. So you're going to marry Steve?
Of course I'm marrying Steve. You guys know me by now. You know I love my daddy.
And what about his wife? She's out of the picture.
I mean, we always, whenever we see the dads and their wives, the wives are always like stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's like, she's not worried about me.
But also, you know, because of how much he talks about his wife and his bio, that he's loyal. That he's very loyal. Oh, no, he's cheating. Never mind.
He talks about her way too much. Where he's like, all I want you guys to know is I'm loyal and faithful to my wife. I like him. Like, his presence is just so calming and so refreshing. He's a refreshing man to have on this show. Because he's just himself. He's not, usually the old man character is a character. It's Glenn from the Boogie Down Bronx. It's Kevin, who, like, can tell you a story about being in Camden during whatever. Yeah. But this guy is just sort of normal and cool.
So me and my boys, we was walking down to Harvard and I stabbed the guy. He was nothing. Yeah. I miss Kevin so much.
Kevin's a good
I saw
boy.
A picture
He's
of
a good
him
boy.
The other day and I was like, oh God, can't he just be on every season of this show?
He was good. Yeah. All right, who are you marrying?
Oh my gosh. I want her to just own me for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
Sam Slamy Queen.
Sammy. Whoa, mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her. She's a ball buster. She's what I look for in a wife. Someone who won't take no guff, who can weld. I can't weld, so I do actually need someone in my life who's a good welder.
Yeah.
She's very smart and considered.
Yes.
And we can just live that simple life in rural Virginia.
Yeah. I'm killing Winston.
Oh no, Winston! We hardly knew ye.
He's so boring. I just can't chance having another Matt. I can't. I'm still so bitter about Matt. He's got to go. And I just want to say, I also want to give a shout out of Fuckwise to Caitlin. I forgot she existed for a second. I bet she'd be incredibly crazy in bed. So I just want to give her a shout
Caitlin,
out.
Caitlin, who's. Oh, definitely.
From Batches to Buddhas.
Maybe. I don't know.
She'd be fun. She'd be fun.
Yeah,
She's a fun one-night stand.
Totally. Sure. We all love those. Listen, we all know who I'm going to kill. There can only be one. There can only be one Brett. Death the false Bretts. Brett sucks. He's actually evil. He, like, just brags about, like, horrible things. I'm going to be the Hillary Clinton of this podcast. After Brett becomes a big fan, everybody, I'm going to be like, he is actively bragging about being a horrible person. Come on.
It's going to be like Cody all over again.
Totally.
Hashtag Brett was wrong is going to take on a whole new meaning.
I know. We have to come up with new Brett hashtags that aren't even about me.
I know. We're going to have to start calling you like Raider or something.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm sorry. Guys, that's a call out. This is a call to action to you guys. Let's come up with some fun nicknames for Brett on the show. Brett, who's actually on Big Brother, not Brett, co-host of Hey Julie, because Brett is the on co-host of Hey Julie is the original Brett. So let's come up with some good names for Brett on the show so that Brett we don't get them first. Confused. Yeah, exactly. Hashtag Brett was first.
Yeah, so that's it. We've done it. It's another cast, get to know you cast pod in the books. I'm excited for this season. I think we have some real bright shining stars.
Me too.
I don't know if it's like BB20.
Right.
Like they could have like these people could have like BB20. You got to like throw it all.
They could have amped it up a little. But I'm still optimistic because the last couple of times when we were so excited about the cast, the season's flopped a little. So maybe this time when we're like just excited enough, the season will be out of this world.
Let's hope so. We also might find out over the next few days that there might be 4 returning players, bringing the total cast to 20. There was a Vanessa rumor. Seems like that's not happening. She's spotted on Tiffany Russo's Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Au is still a rumor. We'll see about that. I hope there are no returners. Like, this is enough. These are enough people.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Any final thoughts?
No, I'm just excited. I'm ready to get this show off and popping. Like, I wish it was next Wednesday already. I was so excited for the reveal. I'm excited for all the inevitable rumors and leaks to start. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so we will be back next week to recap the first episode or episodes of Big Brother. In the meantime, I don't know, maybe we'll do another pod. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just
talk about Vegas.
We'll talk about that bachelorette party in Vegas.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's been fun. Hit us up on Twitter. Thank you so much. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Julie.
Bye, Julie.
Bye.